What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hi there, folks, and welcome back to Guilds and Goblins, the What If World show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff adventures. I'm Papaloo, your guild master, and I'm joined today by my fellow adventurers, this fun bunch of kids, including
Scully the Squid, but my character's name is a Penny Pasta. They're a pasta pussy chef who makes a magical cooking creations to bring everybody together.
Then there's me, Lola Rabbit. Of course, my character's name is Amara Stormtide, and they're a storm dragon, see? But also sort of like a detective, you know? And I got ocean and storm magic to do all kinds of cool stuff.
Then there's me, Zach.
Well, that's my kiddo.
Thanks, Dad. But my character's name is Scribno the Doodle Knight. Scribno is himself a scribble person, and with his magic pencil, he can draw to change his own scribble body, getting various powers.
Okay, and if you're listening for the first time, GNG is a simple kind of tabletop role-playing game where you can roll any dice you have lying around. And usually, if you have an idea and roll high, things go your way, and if you roll low, things might go a different way.
Or you might succeed, but with unexpected consequences.
Yeah, that too. Now, in the first four Cryptid Kid adventures, Scribno the Doodle Knight, Penny Pasta, and Amara Stormtide had some big adventures in the city of Spookensburg. And most recently, they found a haunted hotel, which contained portals to other worlds.
So cool.
Thank you.
And we also helped to shut down the two monster machines that were making and releasing monsters all over the city.
That's right, Scully.
And we're maybe kind of friends with Bro Nana, even though he made the machines, because he did finally shut them down.
Yeah, I'm still not sure I trust that Bro Nana guy, but I guess he sort of did kind of the right thing eventually.
And now, Cryptid Kids, this is the part of the adventure where you get to tell me what you're gonna do next.
Where are we again?
Well, we should maybe just go back to, office?
Oh, we should rest to make our hurt go away.
I mean, what are your goals?
It's been a long time since we played,
Yeah, but you now you have the whole multiverse in front of you, so...
You didn't plan anything, did you?
Hey, I've been very busy, okay?
Okay, then let's just start with a what-if question.
All right, we got this one from a patron named Zara.
Hi, Mr. Rick. My name is Zara, and I'm 6.5, and I like tea, my Aunt Tia. And my what-if question is, what if world started fading away? Love you, podcast, bye!
Oh, cool!
But hang on, that's more of a what-if world question. That's where we live.
Well, if we can go anywhere in the multiverse,
why not our own world?
That's gonna be so confusing and impossible, I think.
But nothing is impossible in What If World?
Abacus P. Grumbler.
What are you doing here?
I think our next question will answer that question.
Hello, my name is Gigi, and I really like dogs. And my what-if question is, what if Abacus accidentally created a portal so all the things in the D&D episode thingies, G&G thingies, and what-if world all mixed together? Bye, I love your show.
Aw, I don't know how to run this adventure.
That's what you get for not planning anything.
Oh, come on, this is a hard job. And we should also thank Gigi's sibling, Jack, who often shares questions and helps Gigi call in. Okay, so let's find out what if Abacus accidentally created a portal so all the G&G thingings in What If World mixed together? And what if world started fading away? The Cryptid Kids are back in their office, nicely rested after their last adventure.
Well, that was all the things I had planned.
If only someone else would have planned a good adventure for us, but oh well.
And suddenly a purple and green portal opened in the middle of your office, as you heard someone incant.
Abracafiddles, I'm the master of riddles.
Abacus, didn't we just see you in What If World?
No, because you are now your characters. Amara Stormtide.
Oh, that's right.
And of course I am not Abacus, but the Riddle Master. And I need your help to save What If World.
Riddle Master, what is this What If World of which you speak? I've never heard of it.
Oh, it's a magical world full of handsome genius wizards and other less interesting characters.
Okay then, what seems to be the problem?
Well, it seems a wizard even more powerful and devastatingly handsome than me somehow created a portal from What If World to Guilds and Goblins.
Is that like the name of our world? I'm confused.
I actually haven't named the world yet, but the city's called Spookensburg.
Ah, yes. And you have a haunted hotel with portals to other realities, remember?
Oh, what of it, old chap?
I prefer distinguished chap to old chap.
Many pardons.
Many acceptance. But you must come with me, with great haste, to save this wizard's observatorium.
And what's in it for us?
Oh, I don't know. Fun. The chance to help someone else. Maybe a magical gizmo that isn't too cursed.
Yeah, okay. I'm pretty bored here anyways.
And so the Cryptid Kids head back to the haunted hotel, where Bronenna gives them some news. And I'll let you decide if it's good or bad.
Hey, good news! I don't have to pay you kids to trap monsters anymore!
We are not monster hunters or monster trappers!
Whatever. Some wacky wizard broke my elevator, and now every floor leads to some weird world where all the monsters are running amok.
And that's a good news because...
Because I only said I'd pay you for capturing monsters affecting Spookensburg.
You don't say.
Yeah, I'm saving tons of money here.
But could you, like, maybe fix the elevator? Because, I can't get to my penthouse.
Yeah, we'll fix the elevator for, say, half the money you agreed to pay us.
Oh, hey now.
Up front.
What?
And the other half after it's fixed.
Whoa.
I'll let you all wonder to see if you can convince them.
That's a 9.
Yeah, how about I give you one treasure now and another after the elevator's fixed?
One treasure each!
Oh, can I get one too?
No, I don't know you, dude.
Oh,
fine. One treasure each. Just get on it fast. Otherwise, I'm gonna have to, like, rent an apartment!
Is this Bronenna guy kind of terrible, or is it just me?
Terribly rich, you mean?
Let us just hope we meet more interesting, less selfish people.
Buff!
On this whatish world of yours.
And with that, the three of you enter the haunted hotel, pop on the elevator, and...
Ding!
The elevator door turns to purple starlight, glowing brighter and changing colors, to reveal a stone hallway where monsters of every shape and size are running amok. A ghost is writing on the walls in ectoplasm. A minotaur is chasing a mouse. A spindly green mushroom person is growing out of a crack in the floor and immediately starts blasting spores out of gill-like openings in its neck. What do you do?
Hey, Do you want me to make some pasta sauce for you mushroom people to swim around in?
Roll wonder to see how convinced they are.
That's a 13.
The tall, skinny mushroom person grows one arm and puts it around you in a friendly manner.
I'm gonna fly over and scoop up the little mouse before the Minotaur can catch him.
Roll dare.
Right. That's a natural 20.
Not only do you scoop up the mouse, but you do it with such dexterity that the charging Minotaur tries to change course at the last minute and can't, crashing his head into the wall and falling unconscious.
Excuse me, my dear ghost. Those are beautiful scribbles you're making on the wall. Do they have any meaning or magical power? Or are they perhaps naughty words in ghost language?
Roll learn. Figure that out.
A 15.
You watch as the ectoplasmic runes seep into the wall, which begins turning transparent as if it's starting to disappear.
My good ghost, you will not simply disappear someone else's property. You should at least talk with whoever owns this building.
And who would that be?
Asks the ghost.
Who? I have quite the surprise for all of you. For the Master of Riddles, that you found so mysterious and beautiful, is actually...
Abacus.
Abacus P. Grumbler.
Yeah, you're Abacus, right?
Okay, yes, it's me. But Amara and Penny and Scribno wouldn't have known that.
Oh, who is this mysterious wizard?
Did you even, like, change your appearance or anything?
As the Riddle Master, my staff was a question mark.
Your staff is still a question mark.
Yes, I got a new staff. Do you like it?
Oh, do you really need our help? Aren't you some kind of all-powerful wizard?
I have recently learned, for the 100th time or so, that no one is all-powerful, no matter how beautiful their beard.
Listen,
says the ghost, who looks a little confused and impatient.
I'm really busy making new ghosts right now, out of this old building.
Then the Minotaur stood up, shaking its head. And I'm here to turn these hallways into a maze, a perfect habitat for more Minotaurs.
Then can I assume it is a mushroom person?
It happens, rabbits.
And you see little mushroom people growing up out of fresh cracks in the hallway. And the more of them that grow, the more of the floor beneath you starts to crumble away.
Hey now, Bubaloo. You don't have to make my observatorium fade away that fast.
You all asked for an adventure in What If World, and you know as well as anybody that things take on a life of their own here.
It seems to me that without the monster machine, these creatures have still found a way to multiply.
And since What If World is made up of imagination,
they can adjust the pull from the stuff around them to make more monster babies.
Oh, exactly. That's I'd figure that out instantly.
You had no idea what was happening?
None whatsoever. But half of solving any problem is figuring out what the actual real problem is, which you've already done.
So now we just have to get these monsters to make the monster babies
without making our world fade away. Simple, right?
Oh, then you have an idea?
No, you're the adventurers.
Bubalooge.
Yeah?
Can we think of any other source of imagination that these creatures could draw upon? That's not like an actual building?
Roll learn?
Oh, I shall help with this roll.
Yeah, can we make it a team roll?
Okay, everybody roll learn.
I get to add a d4 to mine. 19 on the d20 and 4 on the d4. Dish 23.
Oh, well, then I won't bother to roll.
Me neither.
No, oh, you should both roll just,
You have no idea what we should do you?
I wanted to make you a fun adventure and say yes to your ideas, but I'm just gonna need some more ideas from you. My brain feels all dried up.
Papa Lou, the Guildmaster can always take a quick break to come up with some ideas.
Yeah, or we can ask the kids at home if they can think of another source of imagination for these monsters.
monsters. Would you mind taking a break from destroying my building while our guild master figures out how to save the world that he put in peril in the first place?
Do not point your finger, lest you point it at yourself.
Me? I can't help that every third what-if question is about Abacus P. Grumbler endangering all of what-if world.
Hang on a second. The what-if questions.
A clean, renewable source of imagination.
That can be safely pulled from the very air itself.
A what, really?
Work with me here, Babalu.
Ah, yeah. You solved my riddle. All you need to do is teach them to breathe in imagination rather than pulling it from the ground and buildings and stuff.
Come on, everybody. Follow the long noodle spaghetti out of the observatorium. Then Penny Pasta will use their own pasta body to make an extra long trail leading all the monsters out.
Okay, but you're gonna have to roll dare to make sure they don't grab up any of the pasta.
Oh, I didn't think of that. That's a 16.
It's a long, exhausting task, and you've got to wiggle your spaghetti noodle time and again to entice various monsters. None of them catch you, but it's still gonna cost you one hurt to stretch out enough wiggly noodles to entice many of these monsters.
Wait, I'm not gonna get all the monsters.
They're not all interested in spaghetti.
Outrageous.
Then Amara's gonna fly through the hallways and use her ocean dragon lightning breath to get the attention of any other monsters. Roll dare for that. That's an 18. You can drag out most of the other monsters, but you'll be using up all your fly powers for the day. Fair enough. Scribno the Doodle Knight, how do you get the last few monsters to follow you?
Elementary, my dear Papa. I draw myself in the shape of these various creatures, because who wouldn't chase after a scribble version of themselves?
I can't argue with that. Roll wonder.
Oh, 10?
Tell you what. If you use your redraw ability to make a duplicate Scribno, you can get out of this without suffering any hurt.
And that's exactly what I do.
Each of you helps lure the various monsters out of the observatorium. Bits and pieces have faded away into nothingness. And the tower itself tilts at a precarious angle. But you gather all the beasts, bugs, ghosts, goblins, robots, mutants, plants, people, etc. in the courtyard of the observatorium.
Now listen here, all of yous. Instead of tearing up the world around you, let's get more creative about how we use and share our resources. There is enough for everyone.
And it's extra easy to share imagination in a what-if world.
Yes, all you need is a what-if question. Like this one on Spotify from King Hand. Ooh.
Hold on a minute there, Abigail.
Yeah, what's dishy?
Uh-oh.
King Hand writes, can you please put a 1 million hand-headed hydra in the next Guilds and Goblins episode? Please! With 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 E's, counting the one at the end.
I thought that they could maybe use some of the questions that Mr. Eric does not have time to answer.
Because they are a part of the very fabric of What If World.
And inspire these stories, even if they aren't read aloud.
Oh! So, me reading the question aloud causes the 1 million hand-headed hydra to rise. A gargantuan creature made entirely of interlocking hands with countless long necks, each topped by a flapping hand that looks kind of like a mouth. Well, I sure stuck my hand in it this time, didn't I?
Not the time, Abacus.
Oh no, this thing's made of hands. How are we gonna teach it to breathe in imagination?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Oh, why'd you have to give him that idea, Lola?
Hey, nice thinker.
And the 1 million hand-headed hydra starts pinching away pieces of the observatorium and even the ground around it as it grows. And what if world continues to fade.
I don't suppose some of you monsters would help us, or some eggplant parmesan?
But most of the monsters don't like eggplant parm, and they've already run away!
You don't know what you're missing!
Leaving you and Abacus to face the 1 million hand-headed Hydra.
Do I really need to stay for this one?
And that's where we'll pause our adventure.
Hey, nice work, Dad!
Yeah, you were really rolling with the punches there.
And the pinches? Pinching away my observatorium.
How are you here in our gaming room, Abacus?
Oh, it just seemed a lot safer than by the Hydra, you know?
Kids at home, how do you think the cryptid kids can help the Hydra?
Help it? They should be helping me!
Nobody needs to worry. What if World won't be pinched to pieces until next week at the earliest?
And that gives you kids some time to share your ideas.
And come up with your own side quests.
Yeah, now the Guild and Goblins and What If World are mixed together. The possibilities are endless.
Hi, Mr. Eric, can you hear us?
Hi.
Okay, you take it from here.
Oh, sure, thanks. I hope you enjoyed this Guilds and Goblins episode. Next week, you'll hear the second part. Do you think it's fair how Bronana treats the cryptid kids? Might there be another way for all these monsters to peacefully inhabit What If World? Or will they end up somewhere else? With your grown-ups' help, you can share your ideas and What If questions by emailing whatifworldpodcast@gmail.com. Now, I've got a big shout out today to a big family.
First, there's Kit, age 8. Then there is Jackson, age 10.
As well as Liam, age 12.
And finally, Max, age 2.
And their little baby who's due in May.
Yes, they are all a family, and they are big fans of the Guilds and Goblins series. They're even preparing to play their very own G&G campaign soon. Kit, Jackson, Liam, and Max live in Cincinnati, Ohio, and some of their hobbies are tabletop games, frisbee golf, and Minecraft. Oh, I miss playing frisbee golf at Prospect Park, which is in New York, not Cincinnati. I'd like to thank Zara, Gigi, and Jack for their questions, Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, my producer, Miss Lynn, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and all you kids at home who know that with effort and imagination, we can make sure there's enough for everyone. And until we adventure again, keep wondering.
The International Children's Arts Network, ICAN, is made possible by the Herbert A. Templeton Foundation, the Oregon Cultural Trust, the Brookby Foundation, and the Oregon Community Foundation. ICAN, poetry, story time, and music for kids.